This portion of Drive Time is made possible by Leone McDonald and Roberts, certified public accountants with locations here in North Conway and throughout New Hampshire. I'm Tony Zorn. I'm joined by Heather Burnell and Sawyer Cook. We're talking about White Mountain Waldorf School's fourth annual Waldorf 5K Forest Family Fun Trail Run. It's happening Saturday, October 19th. Registration starts at 9:30. The actual run itself starts at 10. We'll be going through all the details of this event. For more information at any time, go to whitemountainwaldorf.org. That's whitemountainwaldorf.org. You can also call 603-447-3168. Heather and Sawyer, thank you both for joining me.
Thanks, Tony.
Thank you.
So it's the fourth annual Waldorf 5K Forest Family Fun Trail Run. What a mouthful.
It is a mouthful. We wanted to make sure we described it very well.
And you did.
Yes, we did.
And you did. So registration starts at 9:30. People can pre-register right now, however, by going to runreg.com.
Yes.
And that's runreg.com.
Yes.
And there's a different individual and family rates.
Yes, so it's $25 for an individual. A family is $50. A family is considered three or four people in your party.
Okay, and the trails this year are not just the White Mountain Waldorf School Trail Network, but you also teamed up with Tin Mountain to expand that trail network?
Yes, we did. For the third year in a row, we decided to collaborate with Tin Mountain Conservation Center. They are right next door to us, so our trail systems link up together at various locations. And so half the 5K is on the Waldorf School property, and the other half is on the new White Pine Trail at Tin Mountain Conservation Center.
And you had all the students out getting the trails ready for this fun run.
Yeah, it was really fun. We got to work together as a team and build a sense of community through working together.
So how did that work? Did you have to like quarter off different sections of the trail and then work in little squads to get that done?
Yeah, actually, it was really fun. So we had the rake team and we had the pick up the rocks team. There were so many different teams that we got to build up through levels. So there was one, two, and three, and then there was a commander.
Okay. It's the fourth annual Waldorf 5K Forest Family Fun Trail Run. It's going to be Saturday, October 19th. Registration's at 9:30 that day. The race itself or run itself starts at 10. For more information, anytime, whitemountainwaldorf.org. That's whitemountainwaldorf.org. You can also call 603-447-3168. So we talked about getting the trails ready, and I want to make sure we get the sponsors in before we go any further. So there's a number of sponsors for this event.
We would like to thank this year Acres of Wildlife, 302 West Smokehouse and Tavern, White Mountain Stove Shop, and Gretchen Davidson, LICSW, this year for sponsorship. Thank you very, very much.
Making this event possible. And the event itself is benefiting the White Mountain Waldorf School.
Yes, it is a benefit directly for the students at our school. We are in our 35th year as the White Mountain Waldorf School in the Mount Washington Valley, but we are also part of a worldwide network of Waldorf schools, and we are all celebrating 100 years of Waldorf education. The theme of the year for most Waldorf schools, including ours, is community service. So the children, our students at school out on the trail systems at our school and also Tin Mountain Conservation Center kicked off this year of service.
So it's a century of Waldorf education, yes. The theme this year being community service. Sawyer, you've been involved in this, not just from cleaning up the trails, but now going on air and talking to the people about this.
Yes, it's been great. So each student also has been asked to complete 45 hours a year of community service, so about 5 hours a month, and that's the all the middle school portion of the school. So there's a lot of active community service happening.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about your experience at the White Mountain Waldorf School, Sawyer?
Well, I've been at the school for 11 years, and so that's since I was 18 months old. I started as an EC child, so early childhood. My mom decided I should go to the school because she didn't think that it was a right fit for me. Public school was not a right fit for me just because of how they approached her with the application process for me to attend there. So she decided that she'd reach out to other schools because they were kinder to her. And so I've attended for the school for a very long time, and I've really built a sense of community here with the students I've gone with, and I see my class regularly all the time, out of school too.
So it's White Mountain Waldorf School's fourth annual Waldorf 5K Forced Family Fun Trail Run. It's happening Saturday, October 19th. Registration starts at 9:30. The day of, you can actually pre-register right now by going to runreg.com. That's RUNREG.com. The run itself starts at 10 o'clock that morning. You can find more information at any time by going to whitemountainwaldorf.org. That's whitemountainwaldorf.org. You can also call 603-447-3168. I want to talk a little bit about Waldorf education. What makes it unique compared to other types of schooling?
Go ahead, Sawyer.
Well, it's really unique because in the classroom, you're really building a relationship with the students you're learning with. So since I've been at this school for so long, and since you have the same class, the same people you've been with for 8 years, for instance, if you start in first grade, you really get to know them, and it's like a family. So if you ever feel like you need help with something, you can always turn to them, and they're always there for you.
I imagine that is a lot like a family, especially the amount of time that you spend at school every day. That's a lot of time together with the same group as you're growing up.
Exactly.
Is that is Waldorf a very hands-on approach to learning? Is it like very what sort of approach towards learning is there?
It's a very much hands-on learning program. So, for instance, when we do STEM curricular activities, we always have our hands on things. We have experiments, and we have projects, and we have just presentations. We're always, always hands on and outside and working together.
What grade are you in again, Sawyer?
Eighth.
Eighth grade. And are you doing any thinking towards what you want to do once you're out of school, or is that it's a long ways away? I know.
Yeah,
but.
Yeah. So I would really like to attend Annapolis and go to the Naval Academy. And then after that, I'd love to pursue a career in politics.
Okay. Well, there you go. Sawyer making her political aspirations known here
yes.
on the Drive Time interview.
Absolutely.
It's White Mountain Waldorf School's fourth annual Waldorf 5K Forced Family Fun Trail Run. It's happening Saturday, October 19th. Registration starts at 9:30 the day of. You can pre-register right now by going to runreg.com. That's RUNREG.com. The run itself starts at 10, and you can find more information at any time by going to whitemountainwaldorf.org or calling 603-447-3168. Heather Sawyer, any final thoughts before you go?
Nope, we just look forward to having people come up to our campus on that day. Anytime, actually, if you wanted to ever come check out our trail system, come into the office, grab a map, and I'll point you in the right direction. We enjoy having people up to our school.
And the White Mountain Waldorf School is off Route 16 in Albany, 1371 off Route 16 in Albany, New Hampshire. Heather Sawyer, thank you both for joining me.
Thank you, Tony.
This portion of Drive Time has been made possible by Leona McDonald and Roberts, certified public accountants with locations here in North Conway and throughout New Hampshire.